Morning, everyone. Please feel free to continue to take some donuts. Thank you to the Franklin family for sponsoring this week. Thank you to the Marilis family for bringing the donuts again this week. Because we're getting close to Purim, want to have a Purim related question. Wanted to have a Purim related question. So you'll see how it's connected to Purim in just a minute. In Israel, there was a bus full of people, and on walks a very elderly priest wearing his regular priestly clothing with a cross on his neck. And there's no seats. He's an old man. And there's this young yeshiva boy sitting in the area that's reserved for older people. You know, when there's no older people, you don't have to get up for them. So the entire bus is full. And everybody's telling this yeshiva boy, you got to get up and give this priest your seat. Why they didn't give him, why no one else got up, I don't know. But they got mad at this boy that he said he refused. What's the connection to Purim? Exactly, yeah. So the Megillah says that Mordechai would not bow down to Haman, and the Gemara says that Haman wore an Avodah Zarah around his neck, so when everybody would be bowing down to him, they would be bowing down to the Avodah Zarah as well. So this boy said, I'm not getting up for him. I don't mind getting up for an older person, but I'm also standing up for this cross. I don't want to do that. And everybody said, what are you talking about? So what's the halacha? What should this person do?
Well, that's always talking about it. I mean, you should stand up for an older person, but then there's the fact of giving cover to the cross and to the... And I don't think you should stand up for them.
So you say that even though normally you are supposed to get up and show respect for an elderly person, even someone who's not Jewish... nevertheless, you're not supposed to show respect to an Avodah Zarah, and that sort of wins out. Anybody disagree? Yeah. Okay, so we have this concept of the importance of Midos, and how that may sometimes serve as a prerequisite for Torah. Yeah.
2 points. Standing up is not bowing down.
Okay.
so you shouldn't bow down, but you probably should stand up.
Okay.
And second of all, across... arguably, especially these days, may not be a Avodah Zarah.
Okay, so right. So two other mitigating factors. First of all, maybe getting up may not be the same thing as bowing down. And second of all, maybe a cross is not a Avodah Zarah. So, yeah.
I think also everybody knows that you're standing up for the old person. It's not, everyone knows that you're not giving respect to the cross.
Right. And so probably one of the biggest reasons to be makil is because everybody knows you're not getting up for the old for the cross. You're getting up for the old man. Yeah.
Also, especially because they said, why aren't you getting up for this
elderly
person?
Exactly.
They said, why aren't you getting up for this priest? Then that would be a different story.
Maybe that would be different, yeah.
So it's like it's a chol Hashem. If everyone's saying, why is this Jewish kid not giving a seat to elderly dude?
Yeah.
Oh. Look.
Okay, so most people here say that we should get up. So the halacha is, as you all correctly said, that you do have to get up and show respect for an elderly person, even though they're not Jewish. If you get onto a bus in Israel... by the signs that say get up for a handicapped person in a certain seating area, it has the pasuk, mipnei seva takum. So the Gemara in Kedushin says that when it talks about an elderly person, that you should get up for an elderly person, it doesn't just mean a Jewish person. It means anybody that's elderly. Why? As a sign of respect. One of my rebbeim in Israel says because they have a PhD from the University of Life. They are a repository of wisdom from just having walked this earth for so many years, and that that behooves respect. That demands a certain amount of respect. So that's on one side. So now let's go to the Avodah Zarah side. So the Shulchan Aruch says, the Shulchan Aruch paskins, that on the one hand, if there is an icon that is worshipped as Avodah Zarah, so you're obviously not allowed to bow down, you're not allowed to show any form of veneration or respect. But it says things that are hung around the neck or jewelry that are just merely a zikaron, just like a religious symbol. So that in itself, just a purely religious symbol and not something that's worshipped, is not a problem.
So in some places they do in the front, I think, they have a picture of that. So if they're like praying to that, then isn't that, even if it's not the exact one that's on his chest?
Right, so it honestly, it depends on the case, and that's what a lot of the commentaries say, that like you have to be sure that this is not a case where the icon or the cross is worshipped, but rather it's just as a decoration. I'll give you an example. So the Rav Avadia Yosef, whenever he or his children would meet the Pope, so they would wear this, I forget if it's gold or silver, I think it's gold, maybe silver, a necklace with the Luchos on it. It has no religious significance whatsoever, but they felt that, if the Pope wears a big cross, so when I meet him, I should also be an ambassador for my religion and wear a big Luchos around my neck. Now, nobody's bowing down to those Luchos, just like I don't think anybody's bowing down to that cross on the Pope's neck. Again, could be...
Well, it could have easily been misconstrued.
Ah.
Goyim have said, do Jews worship the mezuzah? Because they just see us acting very...
Right, so there we come to the flip side, which is the Shulchan Aruch also, or the Rama also paskins, and says that any time that there could be a misconception or an inkling of showing respect to not even Avodah Zarah physically, but just the symbol of it, you have to distance yourself from it. So one example is if you've ever been to Europe and you see all those old fancy fountains with mouths, with a person's mouth and then water coming out of it. Those are the old ways that fountains were designed, and so they had them outside churches and abbeys. So sometimes people would drink by putting their mouth close to this statue's mouth with the water coming out. And so the Gemara said, the poskim say, you can't do that because it looks like you're kissing this. It looks like you're kissing this statue. Looks like you're not. Maybe you might not be bowing down to this statue, but you're worshiping this the religion where this fountain is. Another example, which is more relevant to us, which is that if you see a priest or a political official that's wearing pictures of a religious symbol on their clothing, so the poskim say you're not supposed to stand up, you're not supposed to bow down, you're not supposed to take off your hat as they walk by because you may be showing respect to those symbols. But it says, if you need to, what you can do is, don't make it so obvious. Make it look like you dropped something, or maybe start bowing down before they get to you. So they seem to be taking this middle-of-the-road approach, which is that, look, nobody's actually believing that you're bowing down to the picture of the cross on their cloak, per se. That's not an Avodah Zarah, it's a symbol. And also, if you're a Jew, most people don't think you're actually worshiping it. You're bowing down to this political official. But nevertheless, the Shulchan Aruch says you're supposed to distance yourself from doing that as much as possible. So we have all these different sides and different factors. So what Rav Zilberstein said is that, look, in this case, it's probably the case that he's not actually worshiping this cross. Right? It's just a necklace. Second of all, everybody knows that the reason why this yeshiva kid is getting up is not because there's a cross on this old person's neck. It's because this is an older person that you want to give him your seat. However, because the Shulchan Aruch says that you have to distance yourself from even doing something that could be misconstrued as respect to the picture or to the icon, what Rav Zilberstein said is that this kid should have stood up the moment that this priest walked on the bus, because then, you know, he's not standing up for the cross, he's not right in front of him, he's standing up for this old man. So he said, ideally, this kid should have gotten up the moment this priest walked onto the bus. If, for whatever reason, he didn't see him, so then, b'di'eved, it's okay, he's allowed to get up, and he should get up to give this old person the seat, because again, everybody knows in this context that he's doing it not for the cross, he's doing it for the priest, and because of the mitzvah of Mipnei Seva Takum, and because of the potential for Chilul Hashem, and coupled with the fact that everybody knows, it's okay, even though it would be better if he had stood up beforehand. Yeah.
Sorry, just a totally side question. If, to like, stick out your hand and give a handshake to this guy with the cross, is that any issue with that?
So I think, and again, it's a lot of this is contingent on societal customs. I don't think you shake hands per se with avodah zarahs. So I think that merely a handshake is okay. But if you talk are shaking your hand, shaking this person's hand because you know he's a celebrity, because he's a you know a cardinal or something like that, so then I would be more hesitant. But if it's just I'm an older person, you're saying hey good morning, I don't think that's a problem. Yeah.
I think with the issue of avodah zarah, I think it's the statue within the church or the statue outside of someone's home that is really more of an issue from what I have understood.
Yeah, I think it depends on different denominations, but yeah, those could be potentially even more problematic.
Well, that would be Catholicism, really.
Right, or Greek or Orthodox, you know, Greek Orthodox may also have different conceptions. Like I said, it really depends on the denomination, and when there is a suffix, when there is a doubt, the poskim say you do have to err on the side of caution because it's a biblical prohibition, which potentially, in some circumstances, you may have to give up your lives for. But in this case, I think it's pretty obvious that it wasn't being worshipped, and it wouldn't be misconstrued that way. So the reason why I wanted to share this is A, because to show you the degree to which the poskim are machmir about the severity of avodah zarah. But the flip side also that I wanted to share with you is the importance of showing respect for elderly people, even if they're not Jewish. So much so that even if somebody walks on with a cross, you have to stand up for them to give them their seat. And honestly, even if you don't need to give them their seat, meaning if there's a seat right next to you and they're coming on the subway or on a bus to sit next to you, you should still get up for an elderly person at a sign of respect, even if you don't need to give them your seat. Something that nowadays on a commute or going on a trip we don't always remember. But it's a mitzvah d'oraisa to show respect and get up for people that fit that description. All right, have a wonderful day.